People say that the most important part of a journey is not the destination, it's the experience of getting there. That is tragically true in some remote parts of Nepal. The recent earthquake wiped out some mountain villages. Reaching those villages and distributing aid remains a big challenge. NPR's Kirk Sigler traveled to a rural area.
The Araniko Highway is the main link between Kathmandu and China. A short drive east and the polluted capital gives way to wheat fields and rice paddies. The highway narrows and climbs fast over Sangha Pass. It then makes a harrowing, twisting plunge into the rural Kavre district. Big diesel-spewing trucks hog the tiny mountain road. Large buses with dozens of men on the roof honk with a second's notice to get out of the way. Here, the scale of the earthquake devastation and the challenges of bringing aid to isolated mountainside villages in Nepal becomes clear. It's a steep, rocky hike down to the village of Takal, where mud and stone houses perched on small terraces are demolished. Everyone survived, the villagers say, but there's not much left. This man, Purna Singh Tamang, and his wife ask if we've heard whether there are more earthquakes coming. Tamang's wife is fermenting the local liquor over a wood fire. What else can we do, she says. We can't sleep. Tamang is pounding bamboo, building a temporary shelter for his cattle and goats. Aid workers tried to reach this village yesterday, but they turned back in the rain. It wasn't safe to hike down in the slippery mud. It's drier today. The couple is worried about running out of food. People here blame a corrupt Nepalese government for being slow to respond to rural areas. There haven't been local elections in these districts for more than a decade, they say, so there's no official contact for aid workers, and distribution of supplies has been plagued by favoritism. About 20 miles farther along the Araniko Highway, a generator hums in the small town of Dholghat. It takes about 2 hours just to drive here on the rutty road. Mudslides triggered by the earthquake washed it out in places. Here, it's also clear many Nepalese, frustrated by the government's response, are doing things themselves. 22-year-old Nick Mauger hops out of a van. He and some college students from Kathmandu drove here with bags of donated food, rice, powdered curry, biscuits.
So we thought that we could not stay like that in home, just waiting around for government to act, because our government doesn't care about much. They're very slow.
Locals around this town depend on the massive Indrawadi River that flows into this valley from Tibet. And Mauger has heard that a fishing village nearby is wiped out. But turning off the highway to reach it poses a new set of challenges for the volunteers. Their van gets stuck on the dirt track that snakes along a cliff over the water. They decide it's better to walk. Watching all of this is Nima Lama. He's 23 and just got off a bus near the highway, clutching a duffel bag. Lama is trying to reach his boyhood village, and he's one of tens of thousands of Nepalese leaving Kathmandu right now for their home districts. I was able to reach my parents late Saturday night after the big earthquake, he says, but there's been no contact since, and there have been many more aftershocks. Lama doesn't know if the house he was born in is still standing or if his parents are safe. The only way to find out is to walk a 4-hour trek from here. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Kavre District, Nepal.